Hello, my audio boo friends. It's Stefano. It is September 30th, 2012. Last day before October. And I'm out for my morning walk. And this morning, the walking shoes are feeling much better. They're finally starting to show signs of breaking in. So I seem to be winning that battle. And this morning, when I woke up, I picked up my iPhone. I was just kind of fiddling around and checking my Twitter and whatever. And noticed a couple of updates under the App Store icon. So I clicked on it. And lo and behold, Runkeeper was updated. Runkeeper, I had mentioned this before in another audio boo. It is a program that uses the GPS in the iPhone and tracks your walking or running or whatever activity you're choosing in real time and gives you some feedback. So if I can, right now, I'm going to try to double click and go into Runkeeper and see how it's doing here. So far I've covered 1.2 kilometers in 8.28 minutes. My current pace is a 5-minute kilometer, from what it's telling me. My average has been about seven minutes. I can't quite make that out. 7 minutes. It's hard to read it. It's rather small when you're walking. But I am so happy it actually is working. The GPS signal seems to be fair most of the time. And no, this is wonderful. And it uploads your stats to a website. And from there, I guess you can run reports or just look back or look at trends, look at your performance, see your best times, that kind of thing. The usual stuff that runners like to log. I'm not a runner myself, I'm just a walker, but this is a wonderful tool, and it will certainly help me to see how well I'm doing with my walking. Since March of this year, I've been steadily progressing. I'm only doing about 2 kilometers every morning, more for time constraints than anything else. I do about 2 kilometers or so in about 20 minutes, anywhere between 17 and 20 minutes. And I'm curious to see what's going to happen in the winter, because walking here in my part of the neighborhood of Montreal in winter is notoriously difficult because they don't clean the streets, or rather they don't clean the sidewalks. And I mainly walk on the street. Right now, I'm, in fact, walking on the asphalt because I find it's easier on my feet. It's an old trick a friend of mine gave me years ago. He was a runner, a marathon runner, in fact. And he used to tell me, don't run on the sidewalk for two reasons. The concrete is harder, and also the dips along the concrete where every driveway is can cause you to have problems with your ankles, as it twists your feet every time you get to one of those dips. So I've been walking on the roadbed. It's difficult sometimes because there's cars parked. I have to go around them, and that kind of puts me precariously in the way of traffic at times. But it's been pretty good for the most part, because I don't have that many people around at the times I normally walk. This Sunday morning, it's relatively quiet, although I do see more traffic than I anticipated, but I am walking a little bit later than I usually do because I slept in. We had a wonderful day yesterday. We went bowling and then went out to a Greek restaurant with some friends, so it was very, very nice. So let's check Runkeeper here. Pretty good. I'm keeping supposedly a current pace of 5 minutes, 41 seconds, kilometer, and I'm at 1.7 kilometers in my total walk, and it's graphing it with it seems to be an average of about 7 minutes per kilometer or so, I think. Yes, that's the average. So I'm pretty happy. I guess the lower that number is, the faster I'm walking. So it's not kilometers per hour, it's called minutes per kilometer. I got confused there for a minute when I first started using this, because I thought it was kilometers per hour. I'm going, 5 kilometers per hour? That's not very fast. But now I realize it's the opposite. So I'm going to have to see if there's an option to change that, to see how fast I'm actually walking in terms of kilometers per hour, to give me that kind of pace. Okay. I'm just going to go back to Audioboo here. I'm using that shortcut thing that I've heard so much about in regards to multithreading of apps. That conversation between Simon and Mac and Rob Acrobat. And I never even knew that function existed, because again, having had an old generation iPod, it didn't have any of these functions. So this is good. I can quickly switch from one to the other, and I'm really, really happy. I'm really excited about Octaver. I'm hoping today to work on a few things towards my first Octaver entry for tomorrow. I'm crossing my fingers that it all works out, because I also have a coffee date with a very good friend of mine, and I'm hoping perhaps to introduce her to Audioboo tomorrow and show her how wonderful it is, and maybe convince her to either join me in an Audioboo, or maybe do an Audioboo herself, or maybe just listen in, and maybe one day she might contribute. That would be amazing, because this woman is extremely intelligent and articulate and a wonderful writer too. So I hope so. I'm not sure though. Don't hold your breaths. I'm not holding my breath, but I'll certainly give it my best shot. Okay, that's it for me. I'm going to go now and continue my walk, and then have breakfast and get on my multi-track recorder and see what I can come up with for the first episode of Octaver. Catch you all later, and hope you're having a wonderful weekend.